I'm Ryan Nipp. I work at Massachusetts General Hospital. I'm an oncologist there. There were some important posters yesterday discussing exercise and the benefits of exercise presented at ASCO this year, and I just wanted to talk about a few of those. So the growing evidence base for exercise in patients with cancer is dramatic. Every year we hear new and better research showing the effects of exercise, and we continue to see the papers published after ASCO each year, which are exciting and telling and help with our discussions with patients in clinic. So there's growing evidence that exercise can help patients with fatigue. There's potentially evidence that exercise may help patients with neuropathy symptoms. And there's also evidence potentially that exercise can help with chemotherapy effectiveness and as patients go through their treatment course. And so we saw a few more research studies published this year or presented as posters at our poster session in the behavioral, psychosocial, and survivorship session yesterday in the poster session. And what we saw was that, again, exercise shows beneficial effects on cancer-related fatigue and some of the other important issues like quality of life for patients going through cancer treatment. And I think this is a good point in time where there are groups out there trying to do exercise research and doing a better and better job every year, and we're really moving the evidence base forward for this research. And what I take when I go back to clinic from these sessions every year is that it's important for us to be discussing these issues with our patients. We're not doing a very good job of discussing the fact that exercise is so critically important for our patients. As was discussed yesterday in the poster discussion session, it's actually hard when you're meeting a patient who's newly diagnosed with cancer and they're already suffering with fatigue. It seems contrary to what you would think, that you would recommend somebody to get out more and to start moving and to exercise. But what's important is that this is not marathon training or, you know, incredible strength training. This is simple exercise, getting out, walking, and, you know, kind of meeting patients where they are and assessing when you first meet them what's their current level of activity and how can you improve upon that. With simply walking, you know, there's been a few studies now even showing in the geriatric community that just simply walking 20 minutes a day, getting out, can dramatically benefit these patients related to all the side effects that they're experiencing related to the cancer and the chemotherapy, and may actually help the benefits of the chemotherapy. So that's what I discuss with my patients, is that exercise is important. We need to be talking about it. There are some barriers related to the fact that patients may not feel up to it and may not feel great, but we're continuing to just stress the fact that this can help. I know it's hard, and just continuing to encourage this while not nagging, but, you know, encouraging the fact that we know that the data is out there, we're seeing more and more beneficial results, and it's encouraging. So we should be doing this if we're going to deliver the highest quality care and to try to improve the quality of life of our patients. We should continue to try to encourage exercise and just simple activity throughout the process for our patients.